This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay. You're back on Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I've never met Howard Stern. I can't wait. That's on my bucket list. I have met Robin Quiver. She is amazing. Gotten to speak with her, and she's, I idolize Robin Quivers, but the Howard Stern show is iconic. And, what's interesting about this headline, it's honestly, it's ridiculous that it's a headline. I don't know why people are obsessed with people's sexuality. I mean, I know why. We're going to talk about that. But making huge headlines today is an interview that Howard Stern had with Hillary Clinton. And Howard did not bring up the lesbian rumors. She did. I guess she was talking about some guy she dated before Bill Clinton. And I guess he looked like a, quote, Greek god. And although, can I just say something about Greek gods? Is it me, but in a lot of these movies, are Greek gods not very good looking? I mean, they're usually, you know, kind of, they're not, I mean, a Greek god, oh, I get it. It's like Ares and stuff, you know, the ones that are younger and stuff. Because I saw Clash of the Titans, the first one, and Zeus looked 90. So I really don't understand when they say Greek god. I don't get that. But anyway, so she was telling Howard Stern about this guy she dated before Bill, right? Which is just pretty open of her to do that. And she said, well, contrary to what you might hear, I actually like men. And she's the one that brought that up. So then I guess they spoke a little bit more. And she said, when asked if she's ever engaged in a lesbian affair, she said, never, 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 ever been tempted. Thank you very much. So hopefully that puts that to rest. Okay, I have a big problem with people wasting our time, you know. I mean, we have bigger fish to fry. You know, we got impeachment hearings. We got national security issues. We got a possible recession coming. We got an election where nobody knows what the hell is going on. Healthcare is a mess. And, you know, people just seem to obsess about, you know, if somebody likes vaginas or penises. And why is that important? Well, I tell you why it's important. Okay? This goes back to our evolutionary roots. We might wear suits and ties and high heels or sequins or whatever, but I mean, we're animals at our core. And so, animalistically, sex is really on the mind more than we like to admit. I mean, I get up and I do my thing and, you know, I exercise or whatever and I don't obsess about sex or whatever, but absolutely sex is on my mind. I'm a human. Sex is on your mind. That's just what happens. But what I have a problem with is why do people give a damn if somebody's gay or lesbian? Or bi, or trans, cis, gender. Why do people care? Why does it matter? So, ladies, I gotta tell you something. So I have a lot of guy friends, okay? They tell me everything. Oh, gosh. Again, the guys don't want me to admit that I know, because women aren't supposed to know what guys think. But what guys tell me, okay, and I've, for years, been very, a bit closer to the guys than the girls, so I've got a lot of scoop. Because apparently what the guys do is whenever they meet you in person, they, or even if it's the 17th time you guys have, like, gone to dinner, they will imagine you in different sexual positions, alright? And they just look at you, no matter how. I mean, somebody like me who's ugly and gymnastically challenged, yes, they'll look at me too and imagine what sort of positions they could, you know, get you into. And guys, no, come on. We're going to talk about this. And I guess the reason why is back in caveman days, okay, they had to look for somebody who could bear their children. All right? And they needed to know that it was somebody that they could actually accomplish that with. Now, what about women? You know, everybody says that, you know, women are worried about penis size and all that. Not entirely. Okay? Women in caveman days had to look at a man not so much for their fertility as much as their protective abilities. You know, are they going to protect my young? Are they going to be able to protect me? Are they going to be able to hunt and gather? And so the size necessarily wasn't a big issue in terms of a man's organ. Also, women want to make sure it would fit. Okay, I mean, you know, some of those things are pretty intimidating. You're like, okay, whoa, okay, I mean, where is that supposed to go again? That's not going to work. So there was a study that came out about a decade ago looking at women actually prefer medium to above average size men as opposed to very large or small or whatever. Because, I mean, they have to fit. It's a whole Cinderella theory. So in order for us to evolve and survive being fit and the whole Darwinian stuff, we need to be able to, you know, get pregnant and make babies, I guess. And so, you know, sex is on the mind. The problem is that in this day and age, we have such an obsession if somebody's gay or if somebody's lesbian. That I don't get. Who gives a damn? You know? I mean, if people want to know, especially with stars, you know, what they do in bed. They're so fascinated by that. I mean, look at porn. People love watching porn. They love watching other people have sex. And that's the one thing I can't pinpoint on, you know, because, I mean, for me, apparently there was like a homeless couple at on a subway platform that was having sex the other day. I don't know if you guys saw that. Okay, I would look away. Because there's really nothing I would want to see. You know, whenever I'm on a subway in New York, I'm usually eating something. I really don't want to look at that. But apparently it was so sensational to see that people were videotaping it. And you know, okay, I get it. People are intrigued and all that. But this obsession, such as with Hillary Clinton, I mean, do you think I wanted to wake up this morning and have even a flighting thought of Hillary Clinton and her sexual behavior? I really don't. Okay, I don't need those thoughts coming into my mind, okay? I got all this other stuff going on. But good for her for being able to, you know, put out of rumors at rest, whether people believe it or not, who gives a damn, okay? You know, I can understand why people are concerned about somebody cheating on somebody else. That I get, because, you know, you're like, well, you know, if you're going to be president, we want to make sure you have morals and whatever. But, you know, I mean, what turns a person on? Yeah, you know, who gives a heart and dude? So anyway, that's all I'm going to say on that. Don't go away. We're going to be talking about a once-a-month birth control pill and people getting staph from black tar heroin. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Nocitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know about you guys. I have not been watching the whole impeachment process, okay? I think it's been going on now for a couple weeks. But I guess they are already starting to proceed with the articles of impeachment. And does this just seem a little fast to you? I don't even know if Trump's team have talked. I don't know if any of the defense witnesses have gone up there. I don't know what's going on. And from what I understand, they are trying to get this done before Christmas. And I thought when you impeach a president, it's kind of a big deal. I mean, you want to do it right. And I'm not a fan of what's going on with the impeachment process at all. I mean, we have bigger fish to fry. And I think there's a lot of politics behind it. But if we do have a president
that needs to be evaluated or checked and balanced, then there should be a process. Due process, there should be, a procedure. And there should be this non-slipshod rush job. And it's interesting because we're hearing that Nancy Pelosi has been kind of almost reliving the whole ACA sort of rush. Like, we got to pass it and then we'll read it. Just pass it already. In fact, I guess a reporter asked her if she hates Donald Trump. And she goes, don't mess with me. And, they look like they are in a rush to get this done. Now, honestly, we got an election process, or we have an election coming up. And I guess they don't want this going deep into the election process. But I find this all very, very disturbing. And you see her anger, you see her stress. And for her to shout back at reporters, and I almost feel like we are watching the whole ACA debacle again, where let's just pass it and get done before anything could happen to it. And they're right about that. Once you pass something, it's almost impossible to get it reversed. I mean, Trump has been able to eat away at the ACA, but the ACA is still the law of the land. And we still have huge deductibles, and it's still a big healthcare mess. Okay? So you can't change it. So the Democrats know exactly what they're doing. Hurry up and do something so that it can't be undone. Now, she did say that she prays for the president all the time, so don't mess with me when it comes to words like that. But you could see her nervousness. You could see her anxiety. So, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that President Trump's wrongdoing strikes at the heart of the Constitution and has asked House committee chairs to proceed with the articles of impeachment, saying lawmakers have no choice but to act. Her address, in which she invoked principles espoused by the nation's founders, came shortly after Trump went on Twitter to urge House Democrats to impeach him quickly if they planned to do it, and suggest that he would call an expansive list of witnesses during a trial in the Republican-led Senate. Now, Democrats hold the House, Republicans hold the Senate. There is no way Trump is being removed from office with the Senate Republican dominated. So this is more about going into the 2020 election where the candidates could say they are running against an impeached president. They need that soundbite. They need that adjective. They need that adjective impeached next to Donald Trump's name for their commercials, for their ads. There's this hurry. And again, whether you guys feel he did impeachable acts or not, that we're just talking about this objectively. The Democrats need that impeached next to his name. The problem is this is America, and we're supposed to do things right. Even there was a commentary on NBC by Kurt Bardella, who also said this is just going a little too fast. And in fact, they could really put themselves at a disadvantage. I mean, you know, when you do a slipshod, half-assed, process to do something, just like with healthcare. That bill, the plans for healthcare should have been done so meticulously, should have been so thought out, should have been very slowly rolled out. I mean, I've said this before with pre-existing conditions. That should have been just the one line in the bill. If that's what everybody wanted, all right, you do that once, just go ahead and set out that bill for just pre-existing conditions not being excluded, and then see, what the ramifications are. And they would have seen that that was a big, would have been a big mess, but nobody cared because, again, Obama needed his signature, he needed his signature legislation, and he got it all right. Now they called Obamacare. At one time he said he was, honored by the name and flattered by it, but it's not. Obamacare now has a very negative connotation. But they would have realized that if you force insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, they would take advantage and hike up their deductibles. Unless that was the plan the whole time. You know, unless the government wanted the public option to come back, then they wanted us begging for one, which looks like is almost the case now. So, at the heart of the Democrats' case, as you guys know, is the allegation that President Trump tried to leverage a White House meeting and military aid sought by the Ukraine in the face of the Russian military aggression to pressure President Volodymyr Zelensky to launch an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, as well as a probe of an unfounded theory that Kyiv conspired with Democrats to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. Now, that's according to Washington Post. Okay, I don't know if it's an unfounded theory. I'm just reading this from them. So the White House is now gearing up for their effort to defend Trump in Senate. The House is moving towards impeachment. And, if they're going to get it done, I mean, when do they leave? They leave on the 20th. So we're talking, they want to get this done, and they will. They are going to draw up the articles. Now, just because they draw up the articles, and by the way, these don't necessarily mean crimes. You can impeach somebody who didn't necessarily commit a crime. Like, for example, Bill Clinton was impeached with the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. But it wasn't necessarily a crime, you know, where he would go to jail. And he didn't get removed from office. But he went down in history as being impeached for, you know, a relationship, an extramarital relationship. So, whether anybody finds these impeachable offenses to be criminal or not is moot. It's, you know, is this something that wasn't considered presidential or considered an abuse in the office? And if the Democrats could say that's what he did and make it appear as such, they could technically drop the articles. The only thing is where's the other side? Where's the, you know? So, as an American, I get nervous, you know? I mean, and I'm telling you right now, if somebody wanted to impeach Obama for Obamacare, I wouldn't be a fan of that either. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, he screwed up. He screwed up bad with that one. But, you're going to impeach him? So, this shows, when I see this happening, that politicians think Americans are stupid. They think that they can manipulate us based on having this impeached adjective next to Donald Trump's name. And they think that that would hopefully prevent Donald Trump from being elected again. And again, they're going for, you see the desperation. They probably don't think Joe Biden can win. And they don't have another candidate that could step up and do it and be successful. Bernie Sanders, you know, he's a tough guy, but with his recent health issues, that just caused him to really, you know, deal with a lot more political challenges than he thought he would. So, it's going to be dirty. It's going to be dirty. And again, politics have always been dirty. You know, I asked you guys that, some of you who are older, you know, has politics always, you know, I mean, did people go after Reagan like this? You know, did they go after Jimmy Carter like this? Did they, you know, because I really wasn't watching the news or didn't understand it because I was too young. And from what I understand, this is politics as usual. So, even back to the Founding Fathers. So, this is our fight. This is our jungle. So, I'm not really sure what happens with this. It's just, if we don't do this right, and we look like we are violating the Constitution in its process, we've just hurt ourselves more than we ever have. And I know there's a lot of you out there that don't like Donald Trump. I get that. And you don't want Donald Trump to be our president. And many of you guys think at all costs. But if you start to lose your morality and we start to lose our constitutional compass, then we lose. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. As far as the Senate trial being biased, a Kentucky Republican tells Fox News.
Well, first on the impartiality issue, do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
Most folks traveling for Christmas this week should see quiet weather. Major travel hubs in the Northeast and Midwest should see clear skies on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The only significant travel trouble will be in the Southwest on Christmas Eve, where folks can expect rain and higher elevation snows in Arizona and California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. At least seven people in San Diego, California have died in the last 2 months from a rare but serious bacterial infection linked to black tar heroin use. In a statement Wednesday, officials with the San Diego County Health and Human Services Agency said the seven people who were not identified died of a bacterial infection called myonecrosis. It's a flesh-eating soft tissue infection that destroys muscle. You get fever, heart rate, blisters with a really smelly kind of discharge, pale skin that eventually turns gray, dark red, purple, or black, and it basically necroses or dies. Between October 2nd and November 24th, nine people, all of whom injected black tar heroin, were admitted to various hospitals in the country, in the county, with severe myonecrosis. Four of them were female, five were male. Their ages range from 19 to 57. So in the statement, officials warned that illicit drug users, especially those who use black tar heroin, are at heightened risk of developing wound botulism. It's a rare and serious illness that attacks your nerves. So wound botulism, if you have that, it could also mimic a drug overdose. You have weak or droopy eyelids, blurred vision, dry mouth, slurred speech, trouble swallowing, difficulty breathing. And then you could start getting paralyzed. Progressive symmetric paralysis that begins at the face and head and travels down to the body. So, apparently in October, there was one case of wound botulism that was associated with black tar heroin use. And then a total of 13 confirmed and probable cases have been reported in Southern California. So black tar heroin is a sticky-like roofing tar or hard-like core that is predominantly produced in Mexico and sold in the U.S. west of the Mississippi. The dark color of the drug results from crude processing methods, so there's a lot of impurities. Black tar heroin is then dissolved or diluted and then injected under the skin, into the muscles, or in veins. We don't know where these people in San Diego are getting it, so they are investigating. And, of course, anybody experiencing drug addiction or substance use disorder can call the county's access or crisis line at 888-724-7240. Black tar heroin. There was a family friend whose child I saw. And he went from being the most strapping, young, healthy kid to almost looking like a skeleton. And then he admitted that it was black tar heroin. And I, you know, hallelujah, he got rehab and, you know, was able to get cleaned up. But it's literally people killing themselves from the inside out. And when I understand the addiction to opioids, withdrawing, it feels worse than death, and so it's very easy to become a victim to that. But I would rather see legislators, all right, try to stop black tar heroin or illegal drugs coming into this country and put more effort into that than going after doctors who write some Lortab for somebody's toothache or broken arm. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A once-a-month birth control pill. Looks like it works in animals. So will it work in humans? Scientists have figured out how to pack a month's supply into one capsule. It's a tiny star-shaped gadget that unfolds in the stomach and gradually releases the drug. Now, this experimental capsule, it's kind of cute. It looks like a little asterisk, you know? And I guess there's, like, probably coatings on it, and the coatings take a while to dissolve. You know, maybe a week or 2 weeks, and then they can time it where extra coating on one. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but when somebody goes, how does a medicine slowly release over time? It's because they kind of have to calculate the mechanism by which it's hidden and how long it would take to degrade and then open up. The experimental capsule is still years away from drugstores, according to Fox News, but researchers reported yesterday that it worked and it, as designed the way it is in a key test in animals. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has invested $13 million for further development of the once-a-month pill in hopes of eventually improving family planning options in developing countries. So Dr. Beatrice Chen, a family planning specialist at the University of Pittsburgh, says it has a lot of potential. Birth control is not one size fits all, and women need more options. Today, women who want the convenience of long-lasting contraception can choose among various devices from a weekly patch to a monthly vaginal ring to an IUD that lasts for years. But the pill, it's very cheap and easy to use, but the problem is you got to remember to take it every day. And so a team from the lab from MIT, inventor Robert Langer, engineered a fix to protect pills from the harsh environment of the digestive system. So they developed this capsule system that looks like a starfish. It could stay in the stomach for several days, weeks, even a month at a time. So it's star-shaped, has six arms, can hold a certain medication dose. Then the device is folded inside an ordinary capsule. You swallow the capsule, the stomach acid will dissolve the coating, and then the star will unfold. But the reason why it'll stay in the stomach is because it's too big to pass. but it's not big enough to cause an obstruction. So, the medication will sit in the stomach the whole time. And then as each arm dissolves, the device then releases the medication, and once all of it is dissolved, it's supposed to then completely pass through. I'm a little nervous about that. I mean, you have to hope that, you know, it doesn't get stuck or, you know, but technically you can engineer something like that. Langer and Traversal's team first used the technology to try turning daily drugs for malaria and HIV into capsules that lasted a week or two. They were also experimental, but longer-lasting pills when they could help patients with serious diseases better stick with treatment. So, a month-long oral contraceptive. So they had to make it stronger, turn to long-lasting contraceptive implants for the materials, because like right now we have like Nexplanon. Nexplanon is kind of similar to Norplant, where you have it embedded into your arm. It stays there for a few months and then slowly releases the hormone. So a lot of people like that. You know, that's the one sort of birth control I haven't tried. I like the IUD. To me, the IUD is fantastic. But IUDs are expensive. And it's painful to get one in. It used to not be. Now it's more painful. Don't ask why. But, so, to try to get a bunch of women to be able to go through the procedure, it takes too long. But if you can hand out a pill that lasts for a month, that could work. So who did they test it on? Well, they tested it on pigs. And pigs have a human-like digestive system. And the experimental capsules released the contraceptive fairly consistently for up to 4 weeks. And they say that the amount in the pig's bloodstream was very similar to what daily tablets would deliver. Because, again, the point with this is you need to make sure that your body doesn't ovulate. As long as there's plenty of hormones, your body will not shoot the signal to the ovary to ovulate. So if for some reason the levels go down, that could induce an ovulation. So, I mean, this is very gutsy for any sort of engineer or pharmaceutical company to work on this. Lindra Therapeutics, a Massachusetts company co-founded by Langer Traverso, is further developing the monthly pill and multiple other uses of the technology. So the capsule has to emit 3 weeks of contraception and then allow for a woman's period, just like regular birth control does. Now, some people ask, why don't you get pregnant then on your period? You can. You know, we tell people to still use protection, but if the progesterone is down and the hormones stop and you start to shed the uterus lining, the thinking is even if you do ovulate, there's not going to be any much lining there for the fertilized egg if you get pregnant to implant on. So, you know, yeah. So University of Pittsburgh Chen cautioned that more safety testing is required, including how well the experimental capsule breaks down and what's the proper dose of different hormones before this could be tested in women. And that's the thing. You know, you need to, you know, hope, you need to find volunteers who will have sex and see if they get pregnant. They might also want to combine this with HIV drugs. Because then, if they have, you know, one shot at meeting a woman, you know, in underserved countries, they could give them both medicines at the same time. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So George Zimmerman hasn't been in the news for a while. Well, he's back. And he's back big. Apparently, George Zimmerman has filed for a $100 million lawsuit against Trayvon Martin's family and Florida prosecutors. George Zimmerman was the Sanford, Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer who was acquitted for the murder of Trayvon Martin back in 2012. He and his lawyer have filed a $100 million lawsuit against prosecutors, Martin's family, their attorney, and a book publisher for allegations that one of the trial's key witnesses was a, quote, imposter. This is according to ABC News. Zimmerman's civil attorney, Larry Klayman, filed the multimillion-dollar lawsuit in Polk County Circuit Court in Florida.
Klayman alleges in a 36-page lawsuit that Martin's parents, Sabrina Ford and Tracy Martin, as well as their attorney, Ben Crump, falsely inserted Rachel Gentel into the case after the Sanford Police Department closed the investigation in March 2012 as self-defense. The lawsuit claims that the 18-year-old Ben was a, quote, imposter and fake witness, and the catalyst to get Zimmerman arrested and then charged with the murder of Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman was cleared of all charges after the weeks-long televised trial. So the lawsuit says defendants, each and every one of them as individuals, and through their employment and agencies, have worked in concert to deprive Zimmerman of his constitutional and other related legal rights. Defendants, each and every one of them, as individuals and through their employment and agencies, have worked in concert. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So Trayvon Martin, I guess, if you guys remember, this was February 26, 2012. Trayvon Martin was walking back to his father's house after purchasing Skittles and a beverage at a nearby 7-Eleven. He was wearing a hoodie, which is why the hoodie has become famous. Zimmerman was 36 years old, half white and Hispanic, they say, and testified that he thought that he was suspicious. And he had been walking in the Twin Lakes community wearing a hoodie and talking on a cell phone. Now, Trayvon Martin was unarmed. I believe Zimmerman claimed that he didn't know that. And they got into a scuffle. And while he was getting beat up by this 17-year-old, shot him and killed him. Klayman, who founded the nonprofit watchdog organization Judicial Watch, alleges that Chantel's half-sister Brittany Diamond Eugene was actually on the phone during the deadly encounter and later, quote, coached Chantel on how to testify, according to the lawsuit. He said these allegations partially stem from the newly discovered evidence in the upcoming film, The Trayvon Hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America. That's from director Joel Gilbert. So Crump responded to the lawsuit in a statement. This is the lawyer for the Trayvon Martin family. This tale defies all logic, and it's time to close the door on these baseless imaginings. This plaintiff continues to display a callous disregard for everyone but himself, re-victimize individuals whose lives were shattered by his own misguided actions. He would have us believe that he's an innocent victim and of a deep conspiracy, despite the complete lack of credible evidence to support his outlandish claims, he claims. He added, I have every confidence that this unfounded and reckless lawsuit will be revealed for what it is, another failed attempt to defend the indefensible and a shameless attempt to profit off the lives and grief of others. So, other named defendants in the lawsuit include the Eugene, current and former Florida prosecutors, Bernie Della Rionda, John Guy, Angela Corey, the state of Florida, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Klayman alleges that all parties either have known about or should have known about the witness fraud, obstructed justice, or lied repeatedly under oath in order to cover up their knowledge of the witness fraud. And HarperCollins Publishers, also named as a defendant, for publishing Crump's book in October 2019 with defamatory claims against Zimmerman. Now, the Florida bar did criticize Klayman for posting the lawsuit on his website without redacting the addresses of the defendants and other charges. So there is going to be some back and forth. And what has Zimmerman done since the acquittal? There are allegations that he tried to sell the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin. They say he sold Confederate artwork to raise money for a supposed Muslim-free gun store. Not sure what that's about. Had to plead no contest for threatening and harassing a private investigator who reached out to him to see if he would participate in a film about the 2012 shooting. Now, I haven't been following George Zimmerman and all the drama that ensued. From what I understand, he is probably one of the most notorious defendants in our history, in our recent history. I have no idea what his life is like in terms of private investigators and people always trying to find him and take pictures of him and goad him and things like that. So, I mean, if somebody's up in your face and you tell them to leave you alone, and get, you know, I'm not okaying any, you know, scuffle with a private investigator. But, you know, I'm sure the private investigator wasn't like, oh, hi, would you like to be in a movie? My guess is, you know, Zimmerman's been harassed and a lot of people are very, very mad and actually, you know, want him dead for what happened with Trayvon Martin. But is this that far-fetched? I mean, was the Trayvon Martin case flawless? Well, it wasn't. George Zimmerman was still able to be acquitted. But if there was false witnesses, even if you think, you know, what George Zimmerman did was wrong, there's a process. And here's the thing, George Zimmerman, all right, and again, I'm not accusing him of this, but it's hard to get a job. I'm not sure where he's even able to work. I mean, my guess is, you know, a company might have had to kind of give him some, you know, where he could work from home. I'm not exactly sure. But if a company was found to employ him, I'm sure they would be dealing with a PR nightmare. So you have a guy now who's in his 40s who has a family to support. You know, he needs money. And so if there is a legal suit or legal action, he's going to take it. And a lawyer is going to advise him. But $100 million. The tragedy with all this is the family will have to go through and relive and be re-victimized with all this. You know, I don't know what happened. I don't know if Trayvon Martin started the fight. I don't know what happened. But all I know is that mama, that of the boy, that this has got to be the most, it's so tragic and devastating. And so, you know, but this brought to light the idea of self-defense and laws in states in terms of being able to protect yourself. You know, the George Zimmerman case wasn't the only case that existed out there. The Trayvon Martin shooting. I mean, there's been shootings where people were beat up in a fight and somebody shot. And usually the person that shoots, okay, despite who started the fight first, you know, if somebody results in, you know, being dead, all right, there's going to be some criminal proceedings. And, you know, we've seen enough violence in our lives that we know that head trauma can kill. So if somebody is banging your head or whatever and you feel like you need to protect yourself and you have a gun, you're going to instinctively use it. Now, people want all guns off, you know, out of the hands of citizens and neighborhood watch people, etc. But, you know, the problem is for those of us that want to protect ourselves and protect our families from home intruders and things like that, we want our guns. This is not going to be a very, very easy next decade or two as legislators try to fight this out on how to stop these, you know, senseless shootings or shootings that don't have to happen. I mean, people get into fights and they, you know, shoot each other. In this case, this was a kid. And this was a kid that got shot. So it was horrible and tragic. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.